Welcome to day 5 of our 6-part series, The Secret Language. This is a big one. So far on this journey, we have been decoding the signals a man sends with his body and his emotions. We've learned how to read his hidden feelings from across the room and how to spot the secret smile he desperately tries to hide when you are near. If you missed how to spot that suppressed smile, you're missing out on his most unfiltered emotion. So you're gonna wanna see that. That's yesterday, we did that. But today we are going to a place that feels almost psychic. We're going to talk about a sign that goes beyond his body and becomes about the strange hypnotic connection between his body and yours. It's a sign of such deep focus and rapport that it's the closest thing to actual mind reading you can get. This isn't about him just copying your posture. This is much deeper. This is about his brain being so locked onto that, it begins to unconsciously echo your actions. This is the secret of the grooming echo. And by the end of this video, you will have a tool to not only see his attraction, but to test for the depth of his focus in real time. This is one of the most advanced and jaw-dropping signs of them all. So, what is the grooming echo? And how is it different from basic mirroring? Mirroring is when he copies your posture. You lean on your right arm, he leans on his left. It's a good sign of rapport, sure, but the grooming echo is a far more specific and significant event. It's when he subconsciously mimics your small, personal grooming gestures, usually on a slight delay. Grooming gestures are the little things we do to adjust ourselves, to make ourselves more presentable, or to self-soothe, like tucking hair, smoothing our clothes, touching our face or neck. The grooming echo is when you do one of these things and his brain, so attuned to you, picks up on it and echoes a similar gesture back. Let's get very specific. You're sitting at a table deep in conversation. As you're talking, you casually tuck a stray strand of hair behind your ear. You continue your story, then about 2 or 3 seconds later, you see him lift his hand and run it through his own hair, or perhaps scratch the back of his neck, still touching his hair. That was the echo. Another example, you're feeling a little nervous and you smooth down the front of your shirt. You continue talking. A moment later, he, without breaking eye contact, reaches up and adjusts the collar of his shirt or straightens his tie. He's not consciously copying you, no. If he were, it would be immediate and obvious and feel strange. The slight delay is the key.
Hey, if you're wondering if they like you back, I got this tool that tells you definitively from 0 to 100% how much they like you and how you got that score. Quite literally takes 2 minutes of your time, and the best part is just $5. Now, I'm sure it's gonna help you out, but if you feel like it didn't, no worries, just let me know and we will completely refund you. Hey, I am rooting for you and this person. Good luck.
That delay is the space where his brain subconsciously processed your action, registered it as important, and then fired off a similar motor command to his body. Guys, here's the deep psychology behind it. This is a sign of profound psychological rapport, and it goes deeper than his conscious attraction. When a person is intensely focused on another, their brain enters a state of deep connection. The mirror neuron system, which is responsible for empathy and learning by observation, becomes highly active. But the grooming echo is more than just mirror neurons firing. It's his brain telling him she is important. Therefore, her actions are important. When you perform a self-grooming act, you are, in a small way, taking care of yourself. His brain, which is now prioritizing your well-being, sees this act of self-care and feels a subconscious urge to do the same. It's a non-verbal way of his brain saying, I am aligned with you, we are the same, we are in sync, we right now. Just think about it. Out of all the stimuli in the room, the other people, the background noise, the phone in his pocket or perhaps in his hand, his brain chose to register, to process, and replicate your small personal gesture. That reveals an incredible level of focus. He's not just listening to your words anymore. His entire neurological system is so locked in onto your presence that it copies it. The time lag is what proves it's subconscious. His brain sees the gesture, processes it, meaning on a primal level, she's adjusting for presentation slash comfort, and then sends a signal to his own body to perform a similar masculine version of that gesture. It's a beautiful, intricate dance happening completely beneath the surface, and he has no control over it. So, how do you test it for yourself? This is the best part. You can gently test for this. Next time you are in a good, connected conversation with him, just perform a small, natural grooming gesture. Subtly touch your necklace or the collar of your shirt. Perhaps briefly rest your fingers on your chin or cheek. Lightly smooth your eyebrow. Do it and then just keep talking. Don't look for the echo, just be aware. In the next 5, maybe 10 seconds, see if his hands drift up to his own face or if he adjusts his watch or sleeve. If you see it, you've just witnessed one of the purest signs of deep subconscious rapport. Guys, how incredible is that? You now have a way to see if his mind is literally in sync with yours. This is a sign that is almost impossible to fake, and it's the perfect setup for our grand finale. Because now that you can read his focus, his vulnerability, his territory, and his secret emotions, there's only one thing left to do. You need to see how he reacts when that connection is threatened. We are doing that tomorrow on day 6, part 6 of this series. Tomorrow, in our final part of the series, we reveal the intruder test. It's the ultimate real-world test of his feelings. It's what he does when another man enters the picture. It's the most primal and undeniable sign of them all. And it will give you the final answer you've been looking for. So, from now on, look beyond his words. Look beyond his posture. Look for the grooming echo. It's that silent signal that his focus is completely and utterly on you. It's his brain's way of saying, I'm with you. When you combine this sign with the others from this series, the ones that show his desire from afar and his vulnerability up close, you are building a case that is undeniable. Practice looking for the secret sync between your bodies, and I will see you back here tomorrow for our final part. We are almost done. We're going to bring it all home with one test that leaves no room for doubt. You don't want to miss this finale. I'll see you guys tomorrow.